everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the Relationship Doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, we're here, we're doing life together, and as always, we're just delighted that you've joined us.
We sort of do this about every week, don't we?
About every weekend,
just about,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I do have a question for you. It's officially Christmas season, if you can believe that. Do you have any of your shopping finished?
So I'm that type of shopper who does shopping all year long. And so I have these two boxes in a bedroom, and I put all that stuff in there so that when Christmas comes, I don't get overwhelmed.
Now,
what do you do?
I sort of do it in phases because we visit different people at different times throughout the Christmas holiday. So if we are going to see someone on the 24th, that shopping is done on the 20th through the 23rd.
Oh, boy.
Then if we see someone on the 28th, that shopping is done from the 26th through the 27th. See how that works?
Yeah, very last minute is
right.
What I'm hearing from that.
Absolute last minute, yes. In spite of all of that, we're supposed to feel joyful and excited, but so many of us feel overwhelmed, and we dread all the planning and everything that goes into this time of year. We don't like the person that we've become during the season.
Well, there's an interesting study that was done by the American Psychological Association that tells us, Chris, that 61% of the people in that study claim to experience stress during the holiday. 68% of the people that were surveyed said they're also just exhausted and feel fatigue. The study also showed that women and lower-income individuals were more likely to experience stress during the holiday.
So here we are talking about Christmas and everything Christmas means. Why has it gotten to be this way?
There are a lot of reasons, I think, when we look at it culturally. There's a lot of job-related stress that people are dealing with. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get everything done in my work so that
right.
I can enjoy the holidays. But that just puts a lot of pressure on the time before that Christmas break because I'm doubling up on everything that I think I have to get done. And then we're sitting more often. We're eating more. We've got all these expenses because maybe we're traveling. We're buying all these gifts. And then there's this pressure that a lot of people feel that they have to please their friends and their families during this time. A lot of people worry that they're going to get a gift that the person will actually like. And then there's loneliness that a lot of people feel during the holiday. I do think the biggest one that really puts the stress on is all the financial concerns. And so all of that can contribute to elevating your stress levels and just make you feel like you're overwhelmed with the season.
And here's one we found that surprised me, actually. We can feel overwhelmed because we're making more decisions this time of year, too.
So I've heard that. It's called decision fatigue. Have you ever heard that term?
Not until this program.
I know. I'd never heard it either. But let's say you had to get a gift. So you have to think about, okay, where do I look for that gift? What's the best time to go to the store in terms of traffic, especially if you live in a big city, trying to deal with all of that? What color? What size? Should I buy it now? Should I wait till later? What's the return policy? Should I get a gift wrapped? Will the person like it? Are you getting overwhelmed as I say all this? Just the very act of getting a gift has all those multiple decisions in it. And so what you're doing is you're feeling fatigued because you're thinking of all these different things that you have to do in addition to your regular life. And so high expectations can also be a source of feeling overwhelmed during the holidays, especially if you feel that you have to make those Hallmark memories.
Right. We make these decisions too important and we expect too much of ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's it. And the media portrays this sort of magical holiday time.
Right, yeah.
And a lot of people feel like that puts stress on. So those extra expectations, the busyness of your calendar, you might feel like I've got to, you know, get the right gifts. I've got to do everything in a timeline because, you know, there is a day when Christmas actually happens. And so people just get overwhelmed with all of this if they don't have good support and if they don't have, you know, healthy families. And then you add that whole dysfunctional family part onto it and you really can feel overwhelmed.
Naturally, one of the biggest sources of feeling overwhelmed this time of year is just simply, like you've said, having too much to do because we have life that
right.
goes on. But then you add this time of year to it, it just becomes a lot.
And one of the things that happens is that because you are so overly busy, you really don't pay attention to what's going on with yourself. So you may not be exercising like you used to, or you may be running from thing to thing and not taking care of yourself. And that rigorous pace can really get the best of a person.
So what happens to us when we feel overwhelmed?
Well, interestingly, you slow down mentally. I mean, think about it. Stress kind of overwhelms your brain. It's really a feeling that you're having. And as you're feeling something, you're not engaging that part of the brain that makes decisions. So sometimes we get really forgetful. We get confused. Other times you have trouble concentrating because there's just too much on your plate and your mind is racing from thing to thing, you know, thinking about everything you have to get done. And then we get distracted and we don't problem solve well. And certainly the fatigue just makes all of that even worse.
So your brain does exactly the opposite of what you need it to do.
It really does. And I think two things that really help is that you want to be productive during this time. So you want to think about what can I actually do to be productive. And if you look at, I've got to maintain my sanity as well. So I've got to be productive, but I've got to be sane in this process. And if you can get those two things right, you're certainly going to feel less stressed.
So we set goals is what you're saying during this time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me, being productive is harder because there are these distractions you've mentioned.
Yeah, we can't control those, right?
No.
They come at us just driving down the street. You see all the lights. You see everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You see all these events that are happening in a community. But you've really got to control how you respond to all that. And that's why being intentional when you're going into the holidays is a really good strategy so that you can think about this and say, okay, I'm not going to get distracted. I'm going to stay on point and get the things done I need to get done.
Seems to me one good step might be to be organized.
Having a schedule really helps. Put the things you need to get done on a calendar, and you might even want to put them by time. So I need to do this in 2 days. I need to do this in 4 days. If you prioritize things, then it's going to help you know what's important, and it's really going to take those stress levels down.
See, I like that one because if you have priorities, it might help you to not feel that you have to do everything right now.
Right.
And you can think about what is the most important to you and your family.
Maybe decide the top five things. Maybe sit down with your family even and say, what are the top five things that we need to make sure that we get done? Because I can always say to myself, I can do five things. 20 things might overwhelm me.
Well, getting organized also means not waiting. Here we go. Preaching to the choir. Waiting until the last minute to do everything.
Although, can I say something about that?
Okay.
You might be one of those people that has like an adrenaline rush with that. There are a number of people who like to do things at the very last minute because they find that fun rather than stressful.
It is weird. It's sort of a if I have 3 weeks to do something and I wait to the last couple of days, it seems to go better.
Well, so you might be one of those adrenaline people.
Maybe so,
but
yeah.
Generally speaking, talk about if you're a procrastinator.
Right, you probably are going to feel overwhelmed.
I used to work in my mom's clothing store when I was in college. I'd come home for the Christmas break and Thanksgiving and all the different holidays. And I would work in the shop, and during the Christmas holiday especially, Chris, so many of these men, it was a women's clothing store, so so many of the men would come in and they had waited to the last minute, literally on Christmas Eve. My mom would close the store. I think they stayed open till almost 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve.
Oh, wow.
So we had all these last minute shoppers that would come in. They had no idea what the size of their wife was. They had no idea what she'd like. They'd look at me and go, oh, yeah, she looks just like you.
Right.
Find something. And, of course, you know they're going to come back with the exchange in a couple of days. But we would wrap up these outfits that we had no idea if they would fit the person or not and put this beautiful, you know, wrapping on it and give it to the man. And he would go home and the wife would be all excited until she found out it wouldn't fit her. But they did not seem to be overwhelmed by that. I was overwhelmed. As the person waiting on them, thinking, I can't believe you waited till the very last minute. Like literally an hour before you're going to open up these gifts. But I think they felt it was okay.
See, we talked about a minute ago whether this could be an adrenaline rush for men to do this type of thing. It's not. They are just procrastinators.
That's what you think it is?
I speak as one, yes.
Well, for me, it's not worth the stress. One thing I always do is have that box in my closet also contain some extra gifts so that if I did forget to get something for someone, maybe I got invited to a dinner party or at the last minute we realized, oh, we didn't buy a gift for so-and-so, I can get something from that box. And that has saved me a lot of last-minute rushing and even panic.
Well, speaking of rushing and panic, we must get to a break right now. But no worries, we'll be back with a few specific tips to prevent feeling overwhelmed at the holidays. Hey, it's Chris from the Dr. Linda Mental Radio Show. Dr. Linda's latest book is titled Living Beyond Pain. It gives practical tools to anyone who is living with chronic pain and wants to get his or her life back on track. Recently, Dr. Linda's listeners had questions about pain, and she answers those questions with tips from her book, Living Beyond Pain.
Hi, Dr. Linda. My friend says I should stop saying that I don't think I'm ever going to feel better. I'm just saying the truth. Why is this such a problem?
Your friend is right on with that, because the more and more you start thinking and believing that this is going to end poorly, that you're never going to get up out of bed, or you're not going to get rid of this chronic pain, those beliefs, woe is me, things are not going to get better, the Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh is what I always think of, the dark cloud hanging over you, those beliefs and assumptions will make your thoughts very negative. When your thoughts are negative, then you feel bad. When you feel bad, then you tend to isolate, withdraw, not want to be with people, and that all increases your perception of pain. So your friend is onto something here. You should not think, I'm never going to get better. You should think, okay, there's a lot of things I can do to make my pain better, have a better quality of life, and improve my functioning.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Linda. If you would like a copy of Dr. Linda Mental's book, Living Beyond Pain, go to drlindamental.com, or you can find Living Beyond Pain anywhere books are sold online. Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today's topic is overwhelmed at the holidays, and we've got a lot more to talk about. But before we move on, I want to remind you to check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. That's where you will find her blogs, books, and you can connect on social media. And remember, follow Dr. Linda on Twitter, at Dr. Linda Mental, and on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm everywhere.
All over the place.
That's right.
And you can listen to the podcast on iTunes. And if that weren't enough, Dr. Linda, your new book.
More.
Yes, more.
Let's have more.
your new book is a great holiday gift for anyone who's dealing with chronic pain. It's called Living Beyond Pain. You can help someone you know turn down the volume on their pain and get their life back. You think I could get a signed copy of that book?
I think so.
Okay,
I think
great.
I'll have to remember to bring you one.
Well, let's continue to give some tips and solutions. Today's topic is don't be overwhelmed at the holidays. Dr. Linda, in a blog that you wrote, you suggest asking yourself, is there anything on my plate that I can take off?
That goes back to what we were talking about a little bit ago on setting priorities. The idea is you start thinking in your head, can I delegate some things to other people to reduce my load? A lot of times, Chris, we can ask other people to do things. I don't always do that, and
right.
That means I have a lot more, and a lot of times I should ask, you know, other people to help out here. And if not, if you can't do that, then can I break down the task to some type of manageable parts and do a little bit at a time?
You must ask for help.
Right. And that is not easy for some people that like to be very self-sufficient. But it doesn't mean that you're weak. It doesn't mean that you're not able to do it. It means that you're just realistically looking at your schedule and saying, okay, I can't handle all of this and I've got to have some help with this.
You know, I'm not good at this at all. I'm the worst delegator ever. But it makes sense to lessen the load.
Another strategy that I find helpful when I get overwhelmed and I feel like there's just so much to do, I just simply stop when the day is done. Mm-hmm. I think Norm, my husband, is way better at this than I am. He's been in very high-level media positions where there's a lot of stress. And at the end of the day, he's just done and he stops. And so I think if I can do that, I can learn to say, okay, I got done what I can today. I can pick up tomorrow when I'm fresher. Or sometimes I just say, no, I can't do another thing and I know I can't do it. If I need that space to breathe, it's good to put boundaries on things and to say, enough for today and I'm going to stop right now and I'll feel better in the morning.
I'm 50-50 on that one. Some days I know when to stop and then some days I'll just burn the candle at both ends. And that is fatiguing, to say the least.
You know, I did this. I was writing one of the shows that we were going to talk about on another one coming up. And I was doing it like at 9 o'clock at night and I was wiped from the day. And I thought, I am not focusing. I am not doing well. I'm stopping. I'll get up early in the morning. And it was so much better when I did that. So I'm bad at that too, but I'm doing better with stopping and starting the next day.
Let's talk about this idea of letting go of perfectionism.
So important this time of year. I can't always do something the exact way that I would like it to happen.
Right.
I'll look at it and go, man, I know I could have done that better if I'd had a little bit more time. But there are so many things that are pulling at you during the holidays that sometimes you just have to complete it, say it might not be perfect, but it's good enough to move on to the next thing. While I don't like the idea of not always giving everything my best effort, there are times when you just have to be realistic. And during those times, move on. Except that you can't do everything exactly the way you want to do it.
Well, the good news is the sky won't fall if you don't get something
That's
done.
True.
Someone may be unhappy or frustrated because they have to wait for you. But when your plate is too full, something has to give.
So letting go of that assumption that everything is equally important and the bottom will fall out if it doesn't get done can really be freeing. I'm not saying it's okay to become a slacker. So we're not saying that, mm-hmm. right?
Like Dr. Norm.
Who is definitely not a slacker. Right. But rather, doing your best may mean you can't get to all of it. And that's okay when you're overwhelmed with way too much to do. Prioritize, delegate, and work at a pace that won't kill you.
What about thinking of things like quality over quantity? Wouldn't that help?
You could do that by being specific about one realistic goal for each of your most important people in your life. Think of each person. What is something you want to say or something you would do from the heart? It could be something like an unexpressed sentiment, a long walk with that person, taking the time out, or a gift that has very personal meaning.
That brings something to mind that I think a lot of us have trouble doing. Just experiencing the moment and not getting all caught up in what needs to be done, which is easy to do. The holidays come and go, and the next thing you say is, well, I've spent lots of money and really don't have a lot to show for it.
It's really sometimes being the Martha, too, in the room, where you're just running around doing all kinds of tasks, and the holiday ends, and you think, what kind of memories did I really make? Nobody's going to remember the cooking event, you know, the things that you were spending all that time on. I don't think it's easy for most Americans to just sit, be present, enjoy the moment. We are always thinking of the next thing that we have to do. So that's a really good strategy to try to calm yourself down and really just enjoy the moment.
Maybe this means we should just accept the people in our lives for who they are and not get hurt and be judgmental when things don't go exactly the way we planned.
That is really important during the holidays because you've got a lot of family members that maybe you don't see so often and you're hanging out with. And to do that, you really do have to suspend your judgment and try to focus on the good parts of family and friends during the holidays. When someone might make a terrible remark or they react poorly to a gift, if you get all worked up about it, Chris, it just makes you feel worse. And you need to just remind yourself, you know what, I did my best. My family has flaws. There's no perfect family or no perfect friendship. And sometimes we're not going to like the way people react, but I'm going to let it go because it's the holidays.
Right. And you found a list of questions to ask ourselves that will help us not get so upset and judgmental when things may not go exactly the way we had planned. Let's talk about those.
One question would be, am I 100% sure that that was their intention?
So when Uncle Steve is just no fun to be around, maybe that's not exactly what he meant.
Or maybe he's really having a bad day or he just heard some bad news and it has nothing to do with you. Which relates to the second question, could I be wrong with this interpretation? So I'm getting really upset with a relative that's acting a certain way. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's unrelated to anything that I'm thinking about and has something to do with something I don't even know about.
They may have so much in their head right now.
Right. And you don't know what just happened before you walked in the door either. Mm-hmm. How do I let my reaction go until I can get more information? That's not easy, but it does mean that you're not going to judge immediately and you're going to wait, you're going to see what happens, you're going to talk to the person, and then decide how you want to act. And then what can I say to inquire more without sounding defensive? So you might want to ask somebody, okay, I noticed that you weren't really excited when you opened that gift. Was it the gift or do you have one of those? Or, you know, I just kind of wanted to know. It's hard to ask that.
And if the person's being honest, they may say, look, I don't like being with you.
I've never had anybody say that, but I don't know if people are that aware and that willing to talk about that, but it is good to just not make the judgment right away, sit and wait a little bit and give people a little bit of grace.
Well, I think the goal is to accept the person and then move on.
Yes, and it also helps to redirect your thoughts and feelings to something that's positive in the room rather than staying with that negative thing and then looking for all the evidence to say, oh, yeah, see? See what a jerk they are? Yeah. See what they did? Now, I have to admit, I sometimes do that because I come up with an idea and then I'm looking for the evidence to support it rather than redirecting my thoughts and saying, okay, let me find something good that's happening in this room right now that I can make a good point with and feel much better about.
I think this has a lot to do with where you choose to focus your thoughts during the holidays. You know it will be busy and you will be tired, but the point is to stay positive.
And you can do that by thinking ahead of time about the compassion and love you have for each of your family members. Before you walk in the door or before they come into your house, start thinking about the good memories that you have. Be grateful for your family. Focus on their good points, as we've been saying. One day, you know what? You may not have them.
That's true.
And we're facing the first Christmas ever without any of our parents, wow. Norm and I. So you want to build in those good memories because, like I said, you may not have them around. I'm so glad that we have made efforts with our family to see our family, to go to our family. And our families aren't perfect, and there are always issues that come up.
Right.
But at least we have them, and we can focus on the good parts rather than all the travel and the expense and even the tension sometimes that comes up.
Right. Well, on this note, we need to take a short break, but when we return, more on how to prevent feeling overwhelmed during the holidays.
Are your priorities all out of line? Are you running through the kitchen because the sight of dishes in the sink is more than you can bear? Or avoiding the laundry room for fear a pile of dirty jeans will jump up and grab you? Are extra hours spent at work or outside commitments taking a toll on your home and family? Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mintel, the relationship doctor. And if this sounds anything like your house, you may have a priority problem. Getting your priorities in line might feel like trying to rein in a bucking bronco, but it can be done. Here are a few keys. Take small steps. Don't try to attack laundry and housekeeping all at once. Spread the work out and enlist the help of family members. And don't put things off. Piling another dish and a cup in the sink won't help. Instead, try and stay ahead by handling cleaning up more regularly. Look, we all have occasions when we have to hurry off and leave a job or two undone. But if this is your habit, you may need a priority adjustment. And you can do it one step at a time.
You're listening to the Dr. Linda Mintel Show, and Dr. Linda has written numerous books that you can find on her website and online. Her latest is called Living Beyond Pain. It's a book that provides a holistic approach to pain management, and it will help you get your life back. Check that book out and give it to a friend or family member as a gift. You had a lot of highly visible people endorse this book. Dr. Ben Carson.
Ever heard of him?
I think so. Yeah. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Here's another sort of familiar name, Governor Mike Huckabee. And then baseball great Daryl Strawberry.
Oh, he's been great. He's gone through a lot and has a lot of good experience related to this topic.
And then who doesn't know Mike Lindell from MyPillow?
I have two of them. Actually, we have four of them in
really?
Our house. We have four MyPillows in our house. And that was before he did the endorsement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he has one of those jobs that really puts you to sleep. You know?
Yeah, the bump and bump.
Well, let's get back to today's topic on the program. It's preventing feeling overwhelmed at the holidays. And what about giving yourself some grace during this time? Because we've talked about how much of a pressure cooker we can create for ourselves.
It's really important to do that. You're always going to have things undone, unfinished every single day during the holiday. Sometimes even if it's not the holidays, this is the case, right? So the trick is to be intentional and make sure that you're doing the right things, not the unimportant things.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on the meaning of the season. Try to be kind to yourself and actually give you some grace. So we think about what is Christmas about. Mm. It's God's grace to us.
Yeah.
We should be focusing on that grace and then giving it to other people as well.
Well, we get wrapped up in being a giving person during the holidays, but you have to pay attention to yourself and pay attention to your emotional stability, or it'll get out of control.
Emotions are way more intense during the holidays than any other time of the year. Celebrating the holidays with your family and your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can be good. That can be trying for some families, right? Positive emotions of happiness, though, and love and good feelings are really the most important. And people do feel those a lot during the holidays. But there also are those negative emotions that we're talking about, stress, fatigue, worry, sadness, sometimes loneliness. So yes, paying attention to those is really, really important.
It's really about not letting people trigger your negative emotions.
Mm.
It's easy to think people never change or have some bad intention, but you really want to let this go during the holidays.
It's best because people are tired, they're stressed, they're on. A lot of people who are introverts have to talk a lot during the holiday.
True.
And they get really stressed by that because introverts always recharge by going away and being by themselves. And think about the holidays, people are all around you. There's a lot of talking, expectations to go to parties, be with other people. So whatever you can do to take a break when the tension builds up, that's a good thing. Now, I don't also advise you try to deal with heavy stuff with your families during the holidays. Just not the time to do it.
On the contrary, maybe a little laughter can help.
Yes, that would be a good thing. Talk about the funny moments that happen during a holiday. Watch a funny movie. We always watch The Grinch.
Mm.
And that movie really makes me laugh, the one with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
It's hysterical. Or Home Alone.
Yes.
I don't know how many times we've seen that, Norm, like 50 or something like that.
That poor kid gets left in Chicago every Christmas.
But he always comes out okay at the end, so that's good. So keep it light, keep it fun when you can, and maybe put a little bit of relaxation into your schedule. Take a walk. Take time to sit with a book, quietly read your Bible. Just do some downtime.
And Dr. Linda, as per usual on this program, you want to bring in the importance of eating well, because that's a part of your lifestyle, and it's important to stress reduction.
You know me too well, Chris. That's exactly right.
That's so
right. Just the reminder of your diet and your habits during this time. Be very aware of your intake of the types of foods you're eating, sugar, caffeine, alcohol, which are the most common during this time, and make the positive choice to get enough sleep and protect your body from wearing out due to exhaustion.
And of course, we would always recommend staying centered on the purpose of the holiday. I mean, focus on what we are celebrating. Sometimes I think that gets lost in all of the business.
It's harder to do in our culture because it's so focused around the commercial aspects.
It is.
And you really could go through the whole time if you just look at the cultural expression of Christmas and not really get into what the holiday is all about. So the idea of peace on earth and goodwill to men, that's important. Experience God's presence will be like opening a present every day if you allow yourself to do that, because this is someone who loved you, who died for you, gave his son for you, and that's the reminder.
It's the meaning of the holiday that causes hundreds of millions of people to stop everything and to bow their heads and quietly pray on Christmas Eve. And if you already know the true meaning of Christmas, we want to encourage you to enjoy the season with your family and your friends. If you aren't sure what all of this means, I challenge you to let God's love come into your life today, so that you never have to feel alone again.
Take a moment and read the Christmas story as a family. Attend a church service. Send Christmas cards that remind us of all the spiritual messages of the season. Write a letter to a missionary and give a donation during this time. This is the best advice we can give, is to keep your eyes focused on the Lord. Include him in your thoughts. Distraction is how we lose sight of the true meaning of the holidays. It has been said, if the devil cannot make you bad, he will make you busy. So stay in the Word of God to renew your mind, start your day with God's Word, and center yourself. Joy comes from the awareness of the gift of God's Son and His presence. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with you and me. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer, Norm Mintel, our engineer, and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone.
Doing life together.
Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.